Welcome to Bob Cargill's Marketing Show, a ridiculously awesome podcast bursting with insightful commentaries and intriguing conversations on the topics and issues that are on the minds of marketers, advertisers, social media, and PR professionals today.
Video killed the marketing star. Hey everybody, this is Bob Cargill. Remember that song, Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles? It came out back in the late 70s, early 80s, right smack dab in the middle of the new wave era. Well, it's going to be Video Killed the Marketing Star soon, unless you start using video yourself now. Video is taking off like crazy, and companies who rely on having a strong online presence and content marketing machine that aren't doing video are going to miss the boat, and they'll likely fall dangerously behind the competition. Just listen to these stats, and I quote, live video is taking over. 80% of brand audiences would rather watch live video than read a blog, and that's from an article entitled Three Roles Every Social Media Team Must Have. It was in Reagan's PR Daily on April 6, 2018, very recent. And here's another quote, live video is key. Facebook shares that users spend more than three times the time watching live video than static content. It's anticipated that by 2019, video will account for nearly 80% of the world's mobile data traffic. And that was from an article called Six Mobile Marketing Trends You Need to Know About in Business 2 Community, April 6, 2018. And finally, here's another one. I quote, after all, according to a Vidyard survey, business prospects who view video are 85% more likely to purchase compared to when they only see text and static images. And that was in Adweek on April 2nd, 2018, an article entitled Four Ways B2B Marketers Should Be Using Mobile Video. Yes, if you're not using video now and you're a marketer, an advertiser, a PR, a social media person, if you're in business in general, you are missing the boat. Video is taking off and you should be using video. But I know a lot of you aren't. I know a lot of businesses, brands, professionals are still not taking full advantage of this trend. And there are many, many reasons why you're not, but I'm going to go over three reasons. And number one, in my mind, is people just don't know what to say. They're already stuck not knowing how to blog, how to use social media, how to pump out the content that they should be pumping out day in and day out. So, of course, video is going to be one of their bigger challenges. If you're not writing content on a regular basis, if you're not sharing content already on social media, to make the leap is a big one to video, because video does require a variety of skills and a little bit of courage, absolutely. And if you're already struggling to just pump out ordinary content, which you should be pumping out nowadays, in buckets, in droves, you absolutely are going to struggle with video. People don't know what to say. They're wondering, geez, do I share opinions? Do I share facts? Do I put video out there in the moment? How much time do I put into it? And that's just it. That segues perfectly into my number two reason why I believe strongly, and I have read and I have heard, I'm out there in the field day in and day out, and I think a lot of companies are overthinking it. They think they have to have these super high production values, meaning they need to have expensive equipment, they need to have the best lighting possible, they need to script it, and they need to have people who are practically actors and actresses themselves in front of the camera. None of that is necessary. A simple camera phone is all you need to do the bulk of your video nowadays. And I'm talking about even for the biggest brands and businesses, because if you are doing this video more in the moment, more extemporaneously, more amateur-like, if you will, that's going to be more believable. Authenticity, transparency, immediacy, these are the hallmarks of some of the best, most popular content today. And video is automatically all of that, especially, again, if you're not scripting it to the point where it appears contrived, that it appears so buttoned up and flawless and perfect that it appears unbelievable. Remember, audiences are inclined to trust someone just like them. So not necessarily these professional spokespeople, not necessarily celebrities, not necessarily the most senior ranking executives at your company. So people just like them, they want average, everyday folks in front of the camera talking to them as though they're having a conversation one-on-one. Those are going to be your most believable, most compelling, most convincing spokespeople. Those are the spokespeople your audience is going to be more likely to believe. So don't overthink it. Again, the analysis paralysis, if you will, is absolutely the biggest impediment to so many companies, so many brands and businesses and organizations doing video. And by the time they get around to eventually ultimately doing it, they're going to have missed the boat. Now is the time when you should be doing video. Now is the time when the social media algorithms are favoring the candor of video and the extemporaneousness and credibility of video. Don't hesitate. And that's going to segue into my third reason, among many. There, I could go on and on and on, but my third reason I think brands and businesses are so reluctant and hesitant is they're downright afraid. There is fear. There is this, yes, analysis paralysis or just plain fear of getting in front of the camera, of saying the wrong thing, of not sounding credible or believable or professional enough, to the point where they're just not doing video. They're stuck in their ways. They're stuck in the dark ages, frankly, and relatively speaking, compared to what is hot, what is popular now. So this just getting around maybe to blogging, or just getting around to starting a Twitter account. And again, video, wow, you know, maybe we'll do one or two or three videos a year and we'll put a big budget into it and we'll spend weeks, if not months, producing it. And it'll be high quality. So we're doing video. That's what they're thinking. As opposed to doing video once a week or even once a day. That is possible using social media like Instagram and Twitter. You could use Periscope, you could use Facebook Live. I mean, that's video. Or just uploading raw video files to LinkedIn, where you're going to see more and more and more video nowadays. Go check right now as I'm speaking. Look at your feed. More and more and more professionals, brands, businesses, people are putting their own videos out there. And these aren't videos that are necessarily thought through for days, certainly not weeks. These are videos that people are coming up with somewhat on the fly. They're saying, I'm going to do this. They're talking to their colleagues. They're talking to their boss, or their boss is talking to them and saying, do it today. And they're putting these videos out there. And these videos are creating a connection between them and their constituents that can be mutually beneficial in the long run. Because again, video is the next best thing to being there in person. It is extremely compelling and convincing, and you don't have to worry about just being yourself. That's one of the best ways to actually do business. Again, people want to do business with people just like them. If they get to know you, and video is an easy way to help them get to know you, and they like you and they respect you and you have great products and services to offer, when it comes time to doing business, they're going to be more likely to do business with you. So video killed the marketing star. I certainly hope not. Remember that song, Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles in the late 70s, early 80s. Great, great song. You can look it up on YouTube or call it up on Google Play or Spotify. Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. We don't want it to be Video Killed the Marketing Star. We don't want the great professional, talented marketers, advertisers, PR people, social media people, businesses in general to miss the boat. We don't want it to be the era of Video Killed the Marketing Star. No. So get on the video bandwagon. Start using video now.